You're listening to the Footnotes to Plato podcast.
The following is a comment I posted on the physicist and blogger Sabine Hossenfelder's blog back reaction to a post titled Electrons Don't Think. https://backreaction.blogspot.com/2019/01/electrons-don't-think.html Hi Sabine. I discovered your blog last night after Googling Carlo Rovelli and Alfred North Whitehead. It brought me to Tam Hunt's interview with Rovelli. I have been studying Rovelli's popular works lately. I just finished The Order of Time, because I'd heard his loop quantum gravity might be a natural fit with Whitehead's pan-experiential process relational ontology. I am a philosopher, not a physicist or a mathematician, so I struggle with many technical papers in physics journals. It is helpful when the author is kind enough to lay out the conceptual structure of the math. Luckily, I've noticed that popular books are the best place to look for a physicist's natural philosophy and the best way to understand the metaphysical background of a physicist's theories. I'm looking forward to reading your book Lost in Math. It strikes me as another example of a larger trend in theoretical physics, also exemplified by Lee Smolin, that's challenging the ascendancy of mathematical speculation over experimental evidence and empiricism. As for your post Electrons Don't Think, I don't know what panpsychist philosophy you read, but either it was badly written or you misunderstood it. There are, of course, many varieties of panpsychism, just as there are many varieties of materialism and idealism, etc. Perhaps the variety you read has misled you. The panpsychism of, for example, the mathematician, physicist, and philosopher Alfred North Whitehead was constructed precisely in order to provide a new metaphysical interpretation of the latest scientific evidence, including relativity, quantum, evolutionary, and complexity theories, since the old mechanistic materialism could no longer do the job in a coherent way. Panpsychism is metaphysics, not physics. A metaphysical scheme should aid in our philosophical interpretation of the physical evidence, not contradict it. Any philosopher whose metaphysics contradict the physical evidence is doing bad philosophy. I like to distinguish between two main species of panpsychism. 1. Substance property panpsychism, Aristotle, Spinoza, Leibniz, and contemporary philosophers Philip Goff, Galen Strawson, and David Chalmers seem to me to fall into this category. 2. Process relational panpsychism, Friedrich Schelling, Charles Sanders Peirce, William James, Henri Bergson, Gilles Deleuze, A., and Whitehead. I count myself among the later category, and following the Whiteheadian philosopher David Ray Griffin, I prefer the term panexperientialism to panpsychism, since the idea is not that electrons have the full capacities of human psyches, reflective thinking, deliberate willing, artistic imagining, etc., but that all self-organizing systems are possessed of at least some modicum of feeling, even if this feeling is faint and largely unconscious in the vast majority of systems. Human consciousness is an extremely rare and complex integration of the more primordial feelings of these self-organizing systems. I unpack the differences between these species of panpsychism/panexperientialism at more length in this blog post. In short, the substance property species of panpsychism has it that mind is an intrinsic property of all substance. This at least has the advantage over materialism that it avoids the hard problem of consciousness and provides a way out of the incoherence of dualism. But I think substance property panpsychism is working with an overly abstract concept of consciousness. Consciousness is a relational process, not a quality inhering in a substance. Consciousness emerges between us, not in you or in me. You write, panpsychism is the idea that all matter, animate or inanimate, is conscious, we just happen to be somewhat more conscious than carrots. Panpsychism is the modern Elon Vital. I would say that panpsychism is the idea that all matter is animate. What is matter, anyway, other than activity, energy vectors, vibrations? Is there really such a thing as inanimate matter, that is, stuff that just sits there and doesn't do anything? As for the Elon Vital, I suppose you are trying to compare panpsychism to vitalism? Vitalism is the idea that some spiritual agency exists separately from a merely mechanistic material and drives it around. It's the idea that, for example, angels are pushing the planets around in their orbits. The panexperientialist cosmology I articulate in my book Physics of the World Soul explicitly denies this sort of dualism between spirit and matter. Panexperientialism is the idea that spirit and matter are not two, that mechanism is merely an appearance, a part mistaken for a self-existing whole, and that ultimately nature is organic and animate from top to bottom.